Good afternoon. I'm Karen Czar, and thank you for joining us for this special feature on WUKY. Like so many organizations across the country, those working in the arts have taken a huge hit during the COVID-19 shutdown. Here in Kentucky, many are doing what they can to stay afloat and keep the creative juices flowing. Today, I'm joined by Lindy Franklin Smith, the artistic director of the Lexington Theater Company, a professional regional theater based right here in central Kentucky. Lindy, what has the journey been for the Lex over the last few months?
Absolutely, Karen. Well, it has definitely been a journey and lots of reflection here at the Lexington Theater Company, mostly about how we can continue on the path of our mission in this very new normal. And that's been one of the things that for our team has been really central to how we move forward. Of course, our summer 2020 season, which was to have been Chicago and The Little Mermaid, was postponed. So we are definitely doing Little Mermaid in 2021 and hoping we'll be doing Chicago right along with it. But in the meantime, we have created an entire line of online programming, very much thanks to the Bruce Lunsford Young Artist Foundation, as well as some other amazing sponsors, the Murray Foundation, CHI St. Joseph Health, Central Bank, Kentucky Utilities. We're so pleased that we're going to be offering some great online classes, workshops, and amazing digital content to keep all of us creative at home. That's our idea.
And Lindy, the great thing about these workshops is there's something for everyone, regardless of age or level of experience.
There's three different age groups. One is our youth program, which is rising third graders through rising seventh graders. We have our high school program for rising eighth graders through rising 12th graders, and our college and professional program, which is for graduating high school seniors through college, through on into industry professionals, adults. And then we have our 101 series, which I'm so excited about, which is for students and arts enthusiasts of any age. We're going to be talking with every single member of our Lex team representing all the different departments that come together to make musical theater. We're going to be talking about our artistic process, how we collaborate together. It's just going to be a beautiful way for the people who work a lot of times behind the scenes to make the magic happen to have their stories told. And I could not be more thrilled.
Lindy, what have you learned through all of this as far as keeping artists connected and continuing to hone their craft during these difficult times?
Our artist community is so interested in finding ways that they can help and finding ways that they can connect and continue to create our art because it is a service to our community. And we are just so thrilled here at the Lex that we are innovating and finding new ways that we can engage our artists so that they can continue to create, continue to find ways to collaborate and to serve their community in this way and get through this together. So I think that's one big thing that I've learned. And then another thing I would say is just how important the artistic community is to our entire community. And this work is so vital. It's so important. And here at the Lex, we are committed and very determined that we are going to continue to find ways to stay true to our mission, to continue to engage our community and find interesting things for us to talk about, to inspire everyone, to tap into their own creativity. We may be in a new normal for a long time, but we want to be here to help support our community through this in whatever way we can.
You know, it's been interesting, too, because so often arts are the first programs to be cut. But during this pandemic and everything being shut down, the arts have been the first thing that everyone has turned to as the means to stay connected and get through this.
I don't think it's just the artists that feel this way. I know a lot of people that feel this way, that the arts are vital to our humanity and vital to how we continue to find empathy, connect with others, and stay connected to our own humanity. And so this is a tough time for everyone, and we're all having to make sacrifices right now. And my hope is just that the artistic community, we will stay committed to our craft and stay committed to the work that we do in whatever way we can right now, so that we can come through this on the other side even stronger than we were before.
And Lindy, while things are opening up, several things still remain closed, and we don't know the future of the art scene or how long this will actually last. So what ideas do you have for parents with children at home as far as being creative at home?
Well, I have two little ones myself, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I totally understand what it feels like, both on the overwhelming side as a parent of getting through working at home and schooling at home and keeping them occupied, and also as we're entering into summer, these sort of long days and making sure we have them filled with some unstructured activities for them as well as some structured activities. And part of why we designed all of this programming at the Lex, our Creative at Home line of programming, is to inspire everyone to tap into their own creativity in whatever that means to them. So by all means, if you have a rising third grader or older, please sign up for some of our workshops, because I think you'll find them really engaging. And if you have ones that are younger than that, the best thing that you can do is just to inspire them to play creatively together. Tell stories, invent all kinds of games. You can play charades. You can put on shows in the living room. My two sons just love to create scenarios. One day they're playing school, the next day they're undersea scuba diving. We use stuff from all around the house, but it's just allowing them to think outside the box, tap into that creativity, and it's not only an emotional release for all of us, but it also helps with our critical thinking skills. It's so important for children to be encouraged to creatively play. So it doesn't have to be super structured, but just give them the tools, turn off the screens for a little while, and let them play.
And you don't have to spend any money. You can use things right in your own home. A sheet can become a fortress or a pirate ship sail.
Absolutely. In fact, it's finding those everyday sort of mundane objects like paper towel rolls and blankets and sheets and scarves and turning them into something that they're not. That's exactly what we need to be encouraging the kids to do, is finding ways to create with what they have. And that's a sort of, you know, turning something that is meant for one thing into something else. That's exactly what we want to teach their beautiful little minds to do.
I want to thank Lindy Franklin Smith, the artistic director for the Lexington Theater Company, for joining me today. If you'd like to make a contribution to the Lex or find out more information about their summer online workshops, visit lexingtontheatercompany.org. You can also find a link available at wuky.org. I'm Karen Czar for WUKY.